Well, hello and welcome. This is your show host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show. Today, we're going to be talking about you, the inner game and the outer game of getting visibility for you in the marketplace. So if you're a business owner, this is going to be a really powerful episode for you. You know, there's a lot of ways to put yourself out in the world, right? You know, there's social media, there's newspapers, there's magazines, there's radio, TV shows, there's reels, there's TikTok, there's, you know, Facebook, all the social media. There's a lot of ways. But, you know, what's interesting is that I've learned over the years as a business strategist and a coach for the last 30 plus years, is that a lot of times it's an inside shift that has to take place before you can experience what you want in your marketplace, right? In other words, there's a shift in your charisma. You have to step into the power that is within you in a greater way. Now, that's a big piece of it. But there's another piece of that that so many people miss. They're powerful speakers or connectors or networkers, or they're individuals that have grown their business to a certain level, but they want to take it to the next level. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's taking your business to the next level. I've got a media expert, publicity expert to be specific, on the show today. And she's been in the business 25 years. She knows exactly what she's talking about, how to get you into a place where you can step up your visibility in the marketplace. You know, if you're a thought leader, if you're a business leader, if you're a leader in your industry, this is the show you want to listen to. Because honestly, there's two ways that I just said. You've got to shift the inside, you've got to shift the outside. And we've got both of those pieces for you today. So I hope you will enjoy the show. And I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with my guest. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I have my very special guest, Jill Lublin. And Jill has been on my show a few times. Jill, welcome. Welcome again.
Thank you, Ken. It's always a delight to be with you.
It's always a delight to be with you. And for those of you that don't know Jill, Jill is a 25-year, I want to say a media magnet, but she's a world-renowned publicity expert, international speaker, and four times best-selling author. Jill has made thousands of stage appearances along with celebrities like Tony Robbins, Barbara Cochran, and Jack Canfield, but so many more. And she has worked with over 100,000 clients, implementing her signature formula for getting media attention, creating next-level visibility in the marketplace that results in boosted sales and a whole bunch more. You know, when people are making more money, Jill, and when their businesses are growing, they're just happier. You know, most people are. So you do bring that happiness in. You know, Jill, I want to with this interview, I want to take it into ways that the places we haven't been before. So I really want to start out with the formation of Jill Lublin. Am I saying that right? Lublin or Lublin?
Lublin, but close enough.
Lublin. Let's do Lublin. I'd like to say it right. You know, what were your skills, your talents? Who were you, you know, younger before you got into the publicity business?
So, you know, my entry into the publicity business was circuitous, like many of our journeys are. I didn't start wanting to go into it. I fell into it. I actually started in the music business and I loved that. And I started in the music business because, frankly, I dropped out of law school. That was a surprise to me, to my family, meaning, you know, for me, it was an ambition, an excitement to be and get into the music business and law school. And then I got to law school and I went, oh my gosh, this is not the place for me. I have a very creative mind. I'm highly intuitive. Law school doesn't necessarily foster those kinds of places and kinds of talents. So really, the music business was my right place with regard to the creativity. And I actually ended up being the director of promotion and publicity at four independent record labels. I helped artists really create and gain some fame. We filled Carnegie Hall with publicity. So I really learned about the power of publicity from really just showing up and doing it in ways that were powerful, and then, you know, kept going on this wonderful journey.
Yeah. I love that. When, you know, in those early days, who were you learning from? Who was mentoring you that you was memorable for you?
Well, I've, first of all, always been mentored. And I think that that's actually very important to success. Early on, you know, I know this sounds funny, but I definitely took a page from P.T. Barnum. You know, a terrible thing happens without publicity. Nothing. He was incredible. I've read his books and just really been interested in who he was. So that's been great. Oprah, I took, you know, I just loved watching her. Very powerful woman, brought people together at many different levels. And then I had, you know, my own personal mentors. I mean, I'm just saying, who did I watch? Who did I follow? Who did I emulate and model? And Abraham Lincoln, I live by his slogan, whatever you are, be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're one of the best in the business, and you've worked with like hundreds of, you know, 100,000 clients plus. I know that. And, you know, why do clients come to you?
Well, you know, I think the problem with most people is frankly, they don't take action with publicity. And one of my dedications and commitments has been to make publicity accessible and easy for every person, right? I mean, yeah, you can go hire the big PR agencies. And listen, I owned a PR agency. I know the game. And, you know, my fee 10 years ago, 15 years ago was $5,000 a month. So I looked at how do we make this affordable and simple for entrepreneurs who are in my heart to serve, you know, for healers and different kinds of people. How do we get them out there and help messengers spread their message? So that's really been driving at me for many years. And so I recreated all my programs and made things very affordable and more like the guerrilla publicity way, right? And frankly, I really believe it's time for people to come out and don't go bragging to me that you're the best kept secret. You know, we want to get you out there and drive your leads and referrals and your authority and your trust in the marketplace, all of which publicity does.
I love that. Well, you know, one of the things I didn't mention on the bio was that you are the author of Guerrilla Publicity.
Yes.
And, with, you know, you partnered with J. Conrad Levinson and Rick Frischman. And, you know, you guys put this incredible book out that sold, I don't know how many thousands, tens of thousands of copies.
85,000 for this and over a million guerrilla books sold. It's quite, wow. It's quite extensive.
Wow. That's amazing. And, you know, it's, I tend to think that, you know, and I'm going to ask you a question, but how did you get involved with guerrilla publicity? How did that happen to you?
Well, again, another one of those fell into it moments. Well, not really. Okay. I got tapped on the shoulder from my literary agent who said, listen, J. Conrad Levinson of Guerrilla Marketing fame wants to do a publicity book. I know you're one of the best in the business and I'd like you to write it. I'm like, well, okay, let me think about it. Yes. And actually, that really was the book that, you know, I've got four books now, and I'm so grateful and blessed by every one of them. And then the compilation books and other places where I'm featured. Yes. And that book, Guerrilla Publicity, really launched my career. And now we're in our third edition, the one you see that was flashed on the screen is the third edition. So super excited about that. We keep going, we keep updating, we keep upgrading because publicity has changed and we change right along with it. And all of you, you know, have great opportunities now to create publicity and do it in simple ways. And there's a lot of great options and that's what I love.
Would you say that all publicity starts with relationships?
You know, honestly, no, not necessarily. First of all, if that were the case, we'd all have to create relationships with every single reporter in your local market, in a national market, all the producers, you know, the editors and journalists. So that makes me want to go, oh, because here's the good news. There are lists of media everywhere. And, you know, in your local market, which I believe strongly in showing up in your local market, in your media, the truth is you don't need relationships. What you want is a great message and a good story. Those are key factors for creating publicity success.
Interesting. You know, I get hundreds of people that apply for the Be On This Show, Voices of Courage, yes, every month. And I have to tell you that very few of them get past this filter because it's not formatted properly when it comes to me. They send me an email, you know, and the subject line is kind of funky, or they've got too much copy, or there's no graphics. And I go, no. Right. I want to talk about that. The key points, some of the key points when developing your branding, when developing your strategy to put you in the world in a greater way. I'm going to do that. But first, we got to take a quick break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Voices of Courage show. I'll be right back with my guest, Jill Lublin, in just a second. But I want to let you know that we have an amazing YouTube channel out there. I encourage you to subscribe to it so that you don't miss any episodes. And by the way, you know, this show is all about you. This show is for your benefit, to help you upshift your thinking, be able to upshift some of the strategies that you've used in the past to not only grow your life, but to grow your business and to grow everything around you so that you can live a life of excellence. So hope you'll check out Voices of Courage on. All right. Here's my guest again, Jill Lublin. And Jill, let's go down the branding piece and, you know, why that's important and how that ties into everything people does, you know, their social media, their email marketing campaigns, their business, you know, whatever they're doing to advertise their business. Let's start there. Why is that important? And tell me something I don't know about marketing.
Well, that's a tough one, because you are a wonderful marketer and so smart and have, you know, been so wonderfully celebrated in your niche for many, many years. So that's what you've been doing, Ken, is creating publicity and visibility. And I really want to be clear with everyone that what publicity is the opportunity to create your visibility, your credibility, to get yourself out there. And it's free. Okay. So I am not talking about social media, which is a one-hit wonder oftentimes. I mean, you hope and pray someone sees something. I'm talking about publicity, which is the gift that keeps on giving, which helps you to monetize and multiply your effect, right? And magnify your brilliance. So I really want to get clear on that this is publicity. And what publicity means is you're featured in media. And yes, it can include TikToks, LinkedIn Lives, Instagram Lives, all that fun stuff. Absolutely. But really, it comes down to, let's start with, you got to have a great message. That's what's key. You got to solve problems in the marketplace. That is important, because media picks experts and I want them to pick you. And one way that you can get picked is to really highlight the expertise of who you are, the problem that you solve in the marketplace, meaning what is the problem in the marketplace? So, for instance, I have mental health experts, and I think we can all agree that these are times of high anxiety and different times that we're living in, us, you know, especially with everything that's been created health-wise. So with that, they come out with Mental Health Awareness Month, and they talk about how do you deal with, we'll just call it anxiety in the moment. What do you do? And, you know, my business experts will come out with, for instance, I have a gentleman who helps people go beyond profitability, he calls it. You know, what are three great ways that you can create profit in your business right now? So you see where I'm going with, you are the problem solver. You are the expert. So claim that, be that, and have that message be authentic and resonant to who you are, matching your personality, right? And the way you talk and the way you are, it's all good. I want you to be authentic. I want you to be congruent. That's an important word. In other words, have everything match with your message and what you're doing in the marketplace. That's a key. That's good branding. But really, I'm going to stay, have you focused on the word called publicity, because it's about getting out there and having that impact and influence that you deserve, that you desire, and that will get you the leads, the prospects, and the referrals. Making more money. That's what it's going to help you do.
You touched on several areas there. And I want to go down the road of authenticity. And I want to go down the road of what you said is be consistent with your message or focused, mm-hmm. right? So let's start out with the first one. Let's just start there. I'm going to throw that back to you. Go ahead.
Okay. So the first one, you have to remind me because I know I made a number of points. Just remind me again on
authenticity.
That.
Authenticity.
Perfect. Thank you. Yes. So authenticity, what I mean by that is, who are you, right? Be authentic to who you are. And listen, I have clients who are very introverts. They're introverts. You know, they get a little scared on camera. So one thing I know about when you got your message in you and it's authentic, it's congruent and it's resonant and it's concise and precise, write those words down because those are important too. What happens is that your confidence elevates. And when your confidence elevates, so does your ability to communicate your message. So I want to say that because I know some people are a little more afraid or a little more introverted, a little more shy, whatever you are, you can be that. What I just want you to avoid is stop apologizing for it, or, you know, you come on and I've had what I'll call heady subject matter experts. Maybe they're a lawyer or a CPA or a chiropractor or a medical doctor, all of which I've worked with. They tend to be a little bit more analytical and scientific. That's great. Be that, right? Talk about how I can save my business money. Tell me how I can sit at my desk and not hurt myself every day and go through Zoom after Zoom call. Be what you know and be the best at that, right? And stay in your lane.
And, you know, and I think, you know, when I started the show, I talked about the inner game and the outer game. And that inner game is that piece of, that authenticity part. It's what are your strengths? What are your gifts? What are your talents that are just unique to you? And all of us have those. A lot of times people go, well, I don't really have that much, especially if you're an introvert. Yes, you do. You've got a lot. Jill, that's what Jill's saying here. You've got a lot. But it does take time. Take some time and effort, I believe, to sit down and ask yourself powerful questions, such as what we just gave you, right? Who am I? What am I about? What are my strengths? What are my greatest talents? What are my assets? What do people tell me about myself? Those kind of questions. So that you kind of get who you are. And then you hire somebody like Jill that'll really bring that out of you, so that you can put it into a branding piece now and you can take it to the next level.
Yeah, and well, ask your friends. And Ken, I'm sorry, but you did just mention this. You did just mention it, and I think it's important. And ask other people. You know, here's what I find fascinating. Your friends, your community, and your clients will tell you amazing things about you. And then I want you to put it into testimonials, which are great public relations, right? And I want it in places where people can see it and ask for it. And that's really important. But I will tell you, people will feed you back sound bites that are really amazing about who you are. And then if I may, I want to give you a super cool strategy, because I say, and I do mean it, about stay in your lane and be the expert you are. But if I may, I want to also give you an additional strategy that will support you getting into media in different ways that are wonderfully surprising and actually quite effective.
Before you do that, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and then you'll give me those strategies. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Well, we're back again. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm with Jill Lublin, and we are talking a little bit about the courage to really find yourself, your voice, your authenticity, and take all that and put it into a brand and get you into the marketplace in a much greater way, up-leveling your business, up-leveling your consciousness first, then your business, and that's what this show is about. Jill, all right, go ahead. Tips. I got the tips coming. Go.
Yes, because I really want to support you in using everything you've got. This may be the transformational piece for some of you, and really creating the messenger in different ways that you are. So use your story. You know, maybe you came through something when you were younger. Certainly, you might have a piece of your past that's interesting. One of my clients, he's a coach, and he's got a four-year-old. I go, does your daughter like hot dogs? He said, she loves hot dogs. Do you know he got a lot of publicity on National Hot Dog Day talking about his four-year-old daughter, which then drove people to his website? Because see, every time you are interviewed, what's super cool is that you will drive people to someplace. And, you know, in his case, it was his website. I had a financial planner talking about his wife's breast cancer, similar kind of thing. And then they get to know you in different ways. So I really want you to be using everything you've got. Using everything you've got. That's a key.
That's the key. Well, listen, speaking about where to drive people, let's talk about your website there. So people want to get in touch with Jill. It's jill.lublin, L-U-B-L-I-N.com.
No, Jill Lublin.
Oh, it's just Jill Lublin. JillLublin.com, especially for my listening audience. Jill, G-I-L-L, Lublin, L-U-B-L-I-N.com.
That's J-I-L-L, J-I-L-L, JillLublin.com.
Lublin.com. There you go. Well, Jill, okay. Some people have you work with creatives. I heard that earlier. And man, I work with creatives too. And sometimes those creatives have creating like, you know, they created 10 businesses. They think of one business, you know, they got a book business. They've got a speaking business. They've got a coaching business. They've got they're selling t-shirts over here. They're doing artwork over here. And how do you brand somebody like that?
So what I would look at is, you know, what's the story that we can proceed with? Maybe it's a story of creativity, Ken. I think that's a great story. And I've had numbers of people who we do a creativity story with. Why? Because people want that. Meaning people want that.
What's a creativity story? Give me an example
okay.
of that.
So there's a woman I worked with. She's a scientist. Okay. So very heady, very intellectual, very linear. And she wrote a children's book, which is the other part of who she is. Right. And she wrote a children's book that integrated science and teaching kids about science because she's passionate about that. So what do we do? It wasn't the story of her book, because that's too all about you, I call it. It was a story about creativity. It was a story about reading to your child and what do you do for children's activities. So we want to take things in different directions sometimes. And I think that's a really key point. And I'll tell you, really, for my clients, it's been one of the most powerful ways that we've been able to get people publicity differently than here's my business, right? And get them into the side door, underneath the door, the back door. Honestly, whatever way and whatever door you get in publicity, It is a beautiful thing because you know why? You control the message. When you're in
well,
publicity,
I love that. In
you
fact,
control
that reminds,
it.
Yeah, that reminds me of a person I worked with who was a colonel in the Marines, and this guy's he's managing 20,000 Marines when I met him. And you know, I worked with him for a while, and found his mother passed, and he was very close to his mom. And these ladybugs started appearing when she passed. And so what happened is, we explored that. What is that for him? Anyway, long story short, he ended up creating a book about the journey for his mom, children's book about ladybugs. Oh. Now he's on to writing another book. He retired. Now he's doing a whole new creative job. Things change when we go, let's follow that little thread that's speaking to us to get it out there in the world, whatever that is.
Yeah, so, way. I mean, for me, I'll just tell you, it happened with, you know, kindness and starting a new version of what I was doing in the world in addition to everything I do based on my book, The Prophet of Kindness. And you know what? I started putting it together, Ken, called Kind Companies Get Great Publicity, which is true. And it started the Kindness Circle. That was from listening to the whispers, you know, listening to what was next for me. And this is for all of you, exactly what Ken says, is follow those breadcrumbs, the lines, the whispers. What is part of your journey and the power of publicity to now make that a reality and get your visibility and name out there and really impact people and invite them to work with you, but also be a contribution to many others. That is why I'm so passionate about publicity. Can you tell?
Well, you know, here you said something that's very important. And I don't want to go over anybody's head here. So I want to focus on it, which was that piece of service. I can tell you my business, everything about me and who I am and how I blew up, okay, my business was through serving other people, to wow. just being there for them and finding out what their needs were and being able to volunteer to become part of their organizations. It's a key way. My example, a few years back, I volunteered to be part of this Global Oneness Summit. And next thing I knew, I was a co-producer. And the next thing I knew, we had 500,000 people see that summit. Next thing I knew, I had people like Neil Donald Walsh Dr. Irvin Laszlo and people like that coming at me, wanting me to do things with them. But it all came out of just being service. So that's a big piece, Jill. And I don't want anybody to miss that.
Yeah. And service is contributing your message. Service is you being in alignment with who you are and what you do. And frankly, being proud of it, being excited by it, being charged through it, you know, meaning you are charged by what you do and you being a gift. Because I see publicity as the opportunity for you to give your gift to the world, each one of you watching and listening. And publicity is the medium to do that. And, you know, the power of like spreading that word and that, like I said before, that magnification process.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break again. But when we come back, I want to focus a little bit more on kindness and profitability. Some of you are going to go, how does kindness and profitability go together? Well, I'm going to tell you that Jill has the secret to that. She's going to share that as soon as I get back from the break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'll be right back with Jill Lublin, and we're going to take a trip down kindness. Before I get there, though, I do want to let you know that my latest book out there is called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. And this book features some of the most powerful wisdom quotes, I would say, in the world that you can connect with. It has questions in there that direct your mind, your focus, and help you change up what you need to change so that you can step up to the next level. One of my gifts is helping people see their limitations and break through those limitations. This book will help you do that. You can get that book at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. I hope you'll check it out. All righty, back with Jill Lublin. I'm so happy we're here. We're going to be talking about kindness. I want to put her book up there. It's The Prophet of Kindness. It's by Jill Lublin. And this is a powerful book. Why kindness and profit? How the heck do they go together, Jill?
Well, they do go together. That's the good news. But here's the thing. I remember one day looking at my books going, you know, I've written these three books on you know, publicity and different things. And here's the truth. Kind companies get more publicity. And in fact, in San Francisco, where I live, there's a bus campaign from Dignity Health, one of the largest health providers. Now, they're not necessarily known for being kind. I mean, you know, health companies in general. Do you know what bus campaign they're running? The Human Kindness Campaign. Now, would you say this has hit the market and important, you know, in our conversations today? Yes. Honda, the car company, was running commercials about kindness. I mean, it's just all over. I'm so excited because it is important for us to be kinder to each other. We see a lot of division and separation worldwide. And I think now is the moment, now more than ever, that we create kindness as a common denominator of a respect for how we treat each other, and to know that that's what's going to get you more noticed and help you stand out from a publicity perspective.
Jill, where can people get The Prophet of Kindness?
If you go to jilllublin.com, go ahead, you'll find it right there, and it'll take you right through all the fabulous places that you know of to get your book.
That's awesome. Now, can you imagine if we had a media that instead of focusing on everything that separates us, and, you know, I think these guys go to school to create sensationalism. That's my guess. But if they actually, if they wanted to create sensationalism around all the different people that are being kind in the world, I can imagine how that would upshift our consciousness in a very quick way.
Big time. And you know what? There are many more stories. You know, I have in Google Alerts, I have the word kindness, so that every time there's a story written about kindness, I see it. I know it. I know when the talk is. And I also want to tell you, because of course, you know, one of the things I was mentioning to you is to work around months of the year that celebrate whatever you are an expert in. So guess what? World Kindness Day is November 13th. And Random Acts of Kindness Week is in February, right over Valentine's Day. And one of the things I tell people is forget random acts of kindness. Let's practice conscious acts of kindness every single day. Imagine the world of transformation and possibility and what we would shift if every single one of us took responsibility to practice one act of conscious kindness every single day. And I just really invite all of you to do that. And here's the great news. It is so easy. It's as easy as a smile, as holding a door, as just seeing, how can I help? You know, that's really the question. How can I help?
It is easy. And sometimes it takes courage. Sometimes when we're in a place where somebody's maybe attacked us or said something we don't like, it takes courage to be able to step back into your kindness,
yes,
and return that slap for some love, some kindness. So go ahead.
Yeah, but let me just say, one of the things in The Prophet of Kindness, and we actually address this, this is not like roll over and, you know, you can have firm boundaries. You can create, let me just use an example. I was on a cruise ship and it was in the spa area. And this one woman was in the spa area, letting the woman at the counter just have it. And she was not very nice. She was not kind. And you know, the woman behind the counter showed me what kindness in action looks like with boundaries. You know what she said? She said, you know, I hear you and I understand you're upset. I really want to support you, but there are people around here who are here to relax, and let's go into the other room, and I'm willing to hear everything you say, but I'm going to ask you right now, lower your voice and let's go to the other room. That was kind. It was specific. Very and kind. It was firm. So, you know, the truth is not like you have to take everything. I mean, there are times I like to say that, you know, the best act of kindness is gently walk away, you know, and don't engage.
I would guess that a lot of people can hear that message. And, you know, it is, you know, we on this show, and I know Jill lives this way, we live from intention. And, you know, for me, I set my intentions when I wake up in the morning. And one of my intentions is to be kind and to be caring, to be compassionate, right? And, you know, it's if you set that intention, it's amazing how the mind just starts going, you know, something comes up and your intention is already there. So you can start to walk into that. Jill, when you wrote that book, the book, Prophet of Kindness, what was going through your mind? Like, again, you said it was a shift for you, but why did you write that one?
Why I wrote that is one of, you know, those beautiful, synchronistic, fabulous things that happen. And what I mean by that is the publisher said, I want your book in 9 months. By the way, no books ever come out within that short a time. It's usually a longer time. It just was the perfect moment and a lot of synchronicity where there, you know, it hardly took a big pitch. It just was, Jill, you know, would you like to write a book on kindness? It really was an invitation to me. And now, you know, it's part of my legacy. And now I run kindness circles, which are super wonderful and completely free. You know, so I've taken this concept further and wider and now create networks. And my dream is to create kindness circles all around the world. And, you know, we're doing it on Zoom with over 1,000 people.
What does a kindness circle look like? What's your vision around that?
Oh, we come on Zoom and we are, we're in for an hour, basically, third Wednesday of every month. And I have a wonderful 10-minute speaker who talks about specifically kindness. And then we go into networking and we actually do 2 breakout rooms. So I want people to connect all the time because I think those connections is what creates kindness. So people get to ask literally for an act of kindness. What do you need? 1 act of kindness. And we do this every month on Zoom. We can put the link in too. It's wonderful.
Okay. All right. And what is the link there for that? Let's just put it in and get that in there.
Thank you. It's JillLublin.com/kindnesscircles. JillLublin.com/kindnesscircles.
All right. Well, I think my audience has been able to hear that. So that's good. And we'll go ahead and scroll that across the screen so everybody has that. JillLublin.com/kindnesscircles. And hopefully the producer has put that on right. Well, Jill, you know, kindness it's an interesting energy, power, that when we're in that space of kindness. You know, so many people are stressed out in today's world. And in fact, I've had several doctors come on my show telling me that, you know, if anywhere from 60% to like 90% of the people actually have chronic stress going on in their businesses and in their lives. Is kindness an antidote for stress?
Yes. Yes, it's a wonderful. It's a wonderful antidote for stress, anxiety, you know, anything you're feeling. Because here's the truth. You can't be sad when you're kind. You know, what I've noticed for me, if I wake up and I'm feeling a little funky or not quite on the right side of the bed or whatever you want to call it, you know, the first thing I might do, send a kind text to somebody, get out of myself so that I can give to someone else. And then that reframes it. And the other thing, you know, like my neighbor, I have a 92, is she? Yes, she just turned 90. She's a 90-year-old, incredible woman, by the way, who constantly bakes me in outrageous things that I should never be eating, but it's phenomenal. And we have such fun together. We go out to lunch and to dinner. We have each other over. You know how we met? Because she fell in her driveway. And basically, I helped her not only get up, but brought her food and different things over many days. Now, the truth is we didn't know each other well, even though we lived next door. This was that first act of kindness that got us going with each other and a friendship that I treasure, truly treasure in my life and feel very blessed to have. So the question is, where can you stretch out and do an act of kindness for a neighbor, for a friend, for yourself? Let's remember acts of kindness for yourself, including self-care. Take that bath, take a moment away from the kids, whatever you got to do to care for yourself and to be kinder to yourself also really counts.
Well, you know, that's really good advice. That's really coaching advice. So my mentor always told me this: never leave the moment of a coaching session without taking immediate action. And I hope that you will do that as a result of what Jill is saying, right? Who is it today that you can go out and be kind to? Just go try it, you know, go try it. And hey, why not make it like for the next 30 days? Find one person to be kind to 30 days consciously, like set your goal, set your intention. I'm going to do this. Maybe create a list every day. You write down who you were kind to so it doesn't go out of your mind, and see how it changes you. See how your life gets better as a result of that. But most importantly, I always know this. We need intentions and goals, and we need education. So the education piece is going over to get the book, The Profit of Kindness, right? And that will keep you in that loop, right? That'll keep you in that loop of being kind, because now you're getting educated, you're putting in the forefront of your thoughts, and you're taking it to the next level. And quite frankly, if you practice this, what's going to happen is everything that Jill's talked about earlier in the show, about getting yourself in the world and your branding and everything, it's going to fall into place a lot easier with kindness. I can assure you of that. All right.
Big time.
Yeah. Jill, we're out of time. Final thoughts. You got a minute.
Oh, boy. Well, there is never a final thought in my world. Let me just say that I am just super excited to support all of you in really getting your message out there, in shining your star in the way that's appropriate and best for you. And most importantly, for you to take a baby step today around your publicity, move the needle with regard to your message, to getting yourself out there, because here's the deal. Your message matters. Just point yourself right now and feel that. My message matters. That's you. And I so look forward to seeing you in the news, and every way I can help you, let me know.
Thank you so much, Jill. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate you doing this. And maybe we're going to have you back in November for Kindness Day on November 13th.
Ooh, I love that.
You and I have to talk about that. All right. For all of you, thank you, Jill. For all of you that have been listening to the show, you know, the show grows with you, right? As you put it out there and be kind to maybe somebody that you know and let them know about the show today or subscribe today on our YouTube channel. It helps the show grow, but it also helps you grow. So I hope you'll do that. And from my heart to yours, I hope you continue to look for and see the unseeable and know the unknowable and then be able to do the impossible. And if you can do that, what's going to happen? Your life's going to get better and better and better. Take care. Till next time.